This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
What if one short film could shift the entire conversation around who gets to tell Australia's stories? A major new initiative has just launched. One that could take an unknown LGBTQIA+ filmmaker from a local idea to a world premiere at one of the country's biggest film festivals. And behind it is a bold goal: platform the voices we rarely hear. First Nations, refugee, culturally and linguistically diverse people, and regional queer creatives with serious funding and national visibility. At the heart of this is a $40,000 grant, a guaranteed festival debut, and a big push for change. Joining us from Adelaide is someone who's been championing queer and marginalised artists for decades, Catherine Fitzgerald, a multi-award-winning actor, director, and board member of Pride Foundation Australia. Catherine, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you, Latham. It's great to be here.
Catherine, can you tell us what inspired this new short film partnership between Pride Foundation Australia and the Adelaide Film Festival?
Yes, about 4 years ago, the Pride Foundation board decided that we'd set up an art and culture fund because we do have our dedicated areas of priority. So we thought, through culture, we can actually make huge change and also give voice to people who are underrepresented. So we work on a social model of change dedicated to advancing equity for the most disadvantaged members of our community. And so years ago, I used to work next door to the Mercury Cinema, and Matt Kesting, who was the director then, who's now the creative director of the Adelaide Film Festival, worked there, and we'd worked on some project together. And what we like to do at Pride Foundation is find partners that are expert in what they do and ideally match dollar for dollar, so we can make the money that we have go even further. But more importantly is actually drive the project, because they're the experts at it. Because Pride Foundation, we're a small group of volunteers that run a very large foundation, in fact, with many arms to it. So what we like to do is partner with organisations that other experts can actually do all the administration, get it done, but also work with the values that we have with Pride Foundation. So yeah, very exciting. I approached Matt and said, how about we partner up for a short film? And he got very excited. So it took a few years to get it together. So yeah, $40,000. So $40,000 is very exciting for emerging filmmakers. Mm-hmm. Do a short film of up to 10 minutes.
Yeah, and you touched on this before with the strong emphasis on First Nations, migrant, refugee, and culturally and linguistically diverse communities. Was that important to highlight in the funding criteria?
Absolutely, because it's the voices, the untold stories that we want to be out there and to be given a leg up in terms of our diverse community, and also in terms of what our priorities are with Pride Foundation at this year. Every year we get together and have a face-to-face meeting, because we're a national organisation and we meet via Zoom all the time, but we get together every year and we actually look at our key funding areas. And we know that we can't be everything to everyone all the time, so that's why we actually focus in for 3 years at a time and then have a sort of flow-over effect. So, the forcibly displaced people, including refugees living in Australia, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, South Sea Islander peoples and communities are key areas of funding areas this year, and as well as safe alcohol and other drug use, culture and arts. Well, obviously it's a funding area, but that's actually a form that we can actually tell those stories. Remote and regional communities and people living with disability as well is areas, and also mental health and suicide prevention is a key area that is ongoing all the time, because that obviously spans out from all those areas.
Yeah, I mean, I've had many conversations with my colleagues even here at Joy regarding, the fact that, we're a minority community, the LGBTQIA+ communities. And then again, when you add the other layers around culturally and linguistically diverse, people with disability, like, it is a real challenge for people who are a minority, who are in a minority and part of a minority within a minority.
Absolutely. And we're really aware of that. And so we've decided to focus the priority areas in this great opportunity in those areas.
Yeah. We're chatting with Catherine Fitzgerald from Pride Foundation Australia about a new $40,000 short film initiative launched with the Adelaide Film Festival, supporting emerging queer storytellers, especially those from underrepresented communities. Catherine, do you see this as a one-off opportunity, or could it help shift the screen industry more broadly in how it develops and platforms new talent?
Well, I'm hoping, or we're hoping, that it would have a big change. It will shift ideas and see that, you know, there's other stories to be told. We're also hoping that this is a big leg up for the team, the writer and director, to actually get their work seen, because film's incredibly hard to get some runs on the board. There's so many. I sit on the small grants committee, and we get lots and lots of emerging LGBTIQ plus filmmakers trying to make films and desperately trying, and films are very expensive. You know, all the money goes towards hiring cameras and equipment and even trying to feed everybody. So that was one of the other impetuses for this, is like, how about we actually fund something where someone can actually have a chance to tell the story and have the support to do it? So we're hoping that this will actually be a springboard for a couple of LGBTIQ plus artists, filmmakers, directors and producers to these things. Once you get your short films up there and you win some awards, and they also get the bonus that they're going to be in the Adelaide Film Festival, which has connections to lots of other film festivals. Mm-hmm. They'll talk to each other. It's a way of actually sort of getting people out there, getting stories told that we don't hear, getting voices told. I mean, these films can be in, you know, First Nations language. They can be in a different language. They don't have to be in English. It's anything goes at this point. We're really hoping that a diverse lot of filmmakers will get in there and have a go at this, because it also, what will happen is it'll give Matt and the people on the selection, the artists that make the, you know, the producers that make the films, the executive producers, aware of who's out there as well. So it will have an ongoing effect, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just actually wondering, like, sticking to the point about voices, you know, you're someone who's led Feast Festival and Vital Statistics. What changes have you seen in how queer voices are embraced in the arts?
I think it has changed enormously, of course, over the years. But it's also, we're at a time now where things are starting to, you know, fold back on themselves. With, you know, maniacs in the world like Trump and people thinking that, oh, we've done it. It's, you know, they've had too much. You know, there's a whole lot of work still to be done. So, yeah, there's lots of changes. There's some incredibly talented people within our community, that we know.
Yeah.
But, you know, ever since, you know, marriage equality, you know, many communities still face significant disadvantage and discrimination. And unless you get those stories out there, people will not understand. Everyone's kind of off fighting their own battles, and hopefully arts and culture is a way to bring it together and we, you know, galvanise, work together. So that didn't really answer the question, I'm sorry, but has it changed? Yes, it's changed, but there's still underrepresented voices.
Yeah.
There's First Nations people's voices still need to be told, and also especially LGBTQ plus people from linguistic backgrounds. There's a whole lot of stories, but also life experiences that, you know, people who, like myself, I'm white Australian, you can understand, but how can you empathise if you actually don't follow those stories, if you aren't given those stories to take over our stages and screens? It's really, really important.
Yeah, we have a show here on Joy Drive. It's called The Open Table, and that's on 7 o'clock on Wednesdays if you'd like to tune in. But we have this show, and they actually have many people who come in from people who are from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, or refugees who identify as part of the queer community. And they share their stories, and particularly in some of them talk about how it intersects with their faith. And I was just thinking, through the arts, this would be an amazing forum for them to be able to showcase and promote their stories, to essentially build our understanding and empathy about so many challenges that people face, and incredible stories of how they overcome those challenges.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially with forcibly displaced people, some people, you know, their lives are literally in danger, and they're trying to, you know, find a way to stay in Australia. There's many, many, many stories that we need to listen to and make room for, step aside. And that's the other thing, you've got to step aside and say, it's your turn. to take the stage, take the screen. Now, through our First Nations Advisory Committee set up, I forget who said it, but there's the adage that if you get it right for First Nations people, you get it right for everyone. And I truly believe that. I think we've got to make opportunity, listen, and listen really deeply and respectfully, and then take action. And hopefully this is a small little part of being able to do that.
Oh, we could keep talking for hours, I am sure, but we've run out of time. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us and for your passionate support of bold, inclusive storytelling.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. To find out more or apply, head to adelaidefilmfestival.org or email AFIF, that's AFFIF, at adelaidefilmfestival.org. Applications close on Friday, the 12th of September, with the successful team announced later in October.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.